The Catholic Committee of Appalachia is a network of faith-based people with a mission to raise a prophetic voice for Appalachia and her people. It was born as an offshoot of Appalachian ecumenical efforts in the 1970s, which were engaged in the then-declared War on Poverty. Since then, the Catholic Committee of Appalachia has been concerned with social and environmental justice, issues such as mountaintop removal, labor, private prison development, community sustainability, poverty, health, clean water, racism, and climate change. Perhaps most notably, though, the committee published a couple of Appalachian bishops' pastoral letters. These are writings that are addressed by a bishop to Catholic clergy, laity, and the general public. Pastorals generally contain instruction, consolation, or direction for behavior in particular circumstances. The first one, in 1975, was entitled, "This Land is Home to Me," a pastoral letter on the poverty and powerlessness in Appalachia. The second, published in 1995, was entitled, "At Home in the Web of Life," a pastoral message on sustainable communities in Appalachia. According to the West Virginia Encyclopedia, "This Land is Home to Me" is recognized to be one of the most significant statements to emerge from the U.S. Catholic Church, and has become a model for groups all over the world that are interested in writing on matters of social justice. More than 200,000 copies of the pastoral are in circulation, and it's been translated into several languages.
And it was a pretty revolutionary document in a lot of ways in the Catholic Church, which a lot of the documents that sort of embody the Catholic Church's teaching on social justice have really come from a top-down model. Well, this letter kind of was generated from below by the people themselves and then endorsed by the bishops.
Michael Iafrate is a doctoral student of theology from Wheeling. He's a board member of the Catholic Committee of Appalachia and the chair of the Pastoral Committee. Iafrate will also be the lead author of the third pastoral letter, which will likely be published in 2015. Interestingly, Iafrate is also a musician, a lyricist, and a songwriter. That fact is significant because previously the pastoral letters were written in a kind of free verse style of prose. Here's an excerpt from "This Land is Home to Me." Appalachia makes us think of people who live in the hills, who love nature's freedom and beauty, who are alive with song and poetry. But many of these people are also poor and suffer oppression. Once they went to the mountains fighting to build a dream different from the injustice they knew before. Until this day, their struggle continues, a bitter fight whose sound still rumbles across the hills.
Unlike the first two, is not going to end up being a Roman Catholic bishop's pastoral letter. This one's going to be what we call a people's pastoral, which pushes the methodology of the first two a little bit further in that really, we're looking to amplify the voices of the people and really their legitimate teaching authority to the rest of the church, the rest of the region, and the rest of the world.
The previous pastoral letters were written by lay people and then endorsed by some 25 Catholic bishops throughout Appalachia. Iafrate says he isn't sure if next year's letters will be similarly endorsed. Iafrate says that the methodology in the past has been to listen to communities speak their concerns and hopes for the future. In that vein, the Catholic Committee is conducting listening sessions.
We've been holding gatherings of people in various communities throughout the region to listen to people's stories of not only their struggles, but their ideas for how things can change.
Iafrate points to the recent Kanawha Valley water crisis and various meetings surrounding issues of the chemical spill that tainted drinking water for 300,000 West Virginia residents. He says it was an opportunity to hear not only about that incident, but also of a wider water quality concern that's spread across the region.
The idea is to gather up those voices, to reflect on them through the social justice tradition, through scripture, of our various church traditions, and then to make a statement, but to lift those voices up so that we can then have further dialogue from a place of a faith commitment.
Iafrate says his committee is working to address blind spots in previous listening sessions.
Another group that we've been very intentional about listening to, and I think this is pretty unique in Catholic circles at least, is that we're listening with intentionality to the voices of gay and lesbian people of faith.
The Catholic Committee is also just reaching out broadly for insights into today's Appalachian condition with online tools, including a survey that asks questions such as, what is your story of struggle? How would things be different if you had no fear or obstacles? And where is there hope in your situation right now? For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.